Okay, ladies. Well, thank you for being on this call tonight. This is our fundamentals call. And I really feel like that before we can go out and just really make this business blow it out of the water, just really be able to be excited about moving forward, this is our Pinkalicious Academy. So what these are training calls for you to learn how to work your business smart and not hard. Now, the first call that we did was all about booking. Okay. Now all of these calls are on my website, which is www.unitnet, which is UNITNET.com /Lisa Jones. That's capital L, lowercase ISA, capital J, lowercase ONES. And the Pinkalicious Academy, all of these calls are now on my website. So the first one is all about booking. Where do we get our customers? How do we get our customers? What do we say? What do we say? Most importantly, you want to learn this dialogue. You really want to learn the dialogue because the dialogue will bring the results. The second is all about coaching. Well, now once we have this appointment on our books, now what do? Okay, so the second is going to be all about coaching. And I can tell you that it is so important to listen to that call if you haven't already so that you can know exactly how to keep that appointment on your book, on your books. That's what's going to keep the appointment going. Okay, so coaching is a huge part of our business. Then we have the opening and actual presentation of the Pinkalicious Party explaining what that ultimate miracle set is. What does it do? Okay, so we talked about that. Last week we talked about closing. Okay, how do I get paid? We talk about a table close and we talk about a sofa close. Now, those are terms that you may never have heard before, but in this business, they are very, very important. Okay? So I really encourage you, if you haven't already, you can go right onto my website and you can download those calls right onto your phone and you can listen to them while you're working out. You can listen to them while you're in the car. You know, when I was moving up in Mary Kay, I needed to hear things over and over and over again. I listened to CDs constantly. I had a 35, 40 minute drive every day back and forth to work, and I would listen to CDs. And that's how I learned. That's truly how I learned. But I also got inspired. I got motivated by listening to other women's success stories. So that is very, very important in the success of your Mary Kay business. Now, tonight is all about team building. Okay. And I found that in team building, what we do as far as team building, what is our role? Well, our role in team building is just to talk to a woman about finding a need and filling it. That's it. Finding a need and filling it. I want her to know that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not anything. It's not a scam. It's not a pyramid. It is a solid, proven business that can greatly increase your standard of living. Okay? So it's amazing to know that Mary Kay herself started this business back in 1963, okay, with $5,000. And look what she's done. She's turned this business into a multi-billion dollar company, which, you know, one of the nation's leader in skincare and color cosmetics. But you know what? Why did she do that? She did that because she wanted to enrich the lives of others. That's all. That's her mission statement, was to enrich the lives of women. Okay? All she really wanted to do was create an opportunity for women to be paid what they were worth, because the company she worked for, the men did the same exact job as she did, and yet they got paid twice the amount of money. And that was something she could not tolerate, Okay? So I am here to tell you, ladies, that this business works if you work it. Okay? So what we want to do first is we first want to create the invitation, the dialogue to schedule the interview. All right? Now, first off, who would be a prospect? Well, a prospect would be anybody that has tried the product and loves it. So the first place I go, if you have a customer base, okay, everybody that I've ever facialed, as much as I love to share this product, I love to share this opportunity, okay? So because you are so brand new, I'm not going to go into all the ins and outs of doing an interview. I want you to have your director do that interview for you. When you do a three-way phone call, she's on the phone, you're on the phone, and your prospect is on the phone, what a great way to do an interview. If you can meet her for coffee and sit down and talk to her over a cup of coffee about how this business could enrich her life, that's an interview. If you can have her call in and listen to a conference call of a national sales director share the marketing plan, that's the interview. The interview is finding a need and filling it. Okay? Finding that need and filling it is the interview. But I also want to let her know that the invitation that I'm giving her to listen to this opportunity, she's under no obligation. She's under no obligation. We're not telling her she has to be a consultant. All it is information. Okay? So as she listens to this career opportunity, she might say, you know, oh, I know this is nothing that I'd ever be interested in, Susie. But I'm going to say back to her, you know, I hear your heart on that. And, you know, I felt the same way. It was not for me. But you know what? You might benefit from hearing this opportunity, and you might recommend somebody that you know could truly benefit from a Mary Kay opportunity. And if she signs up as a brand new Mary Kay consultant, I'm going to give you free product. So ladies, don't ever prejudge. Don't ever think, oh, well, she's got it all together. She's not going to want to do Mary Kay. You know, she works 100 hours a week. There's no way she'd have time to do Mary Kay. Oh, she's going to school. She's working. She has a couple of children. There's no way she'd ever want to do Mary Kay. Do you know, ladies, and I am here to tell you, and I want you to hear my heart on this, that that is not your decision. Why would you want to keep someone from living their own dream because you had a preconceived notion in your mind that she's too busy, she doesn't need this business, she wouldn't be interested, she doesn't wear makeup, all of that, that is just prejudging. That is exactly what that's doing. It's just prejudging. And that's the one thing that if I could teach you anything early on in your Mary Kay business, not to do that. Not to do that. You know, I have been in Mary Kay for 23 years. And I go into town and I go to the mall and I go every... No one has ever, ever approached me about Mary Kay. Ever. Ever. And yet I look at all the women that are out there that I feel as though that I just think that they could just truly benefit from this business. Okay? How many women out there don't like their job? They don't like their current situation. They would love to be able to change their current situation if they knew how. Oh my goodness. Mary Kay could be that answer. Could be that answer. So I really want you to, you know, I found that just giving them a glimpse of our lifestyle, okay, with a few surprising facts, that will help you get the appointment, okay? Just giving them a little bit of a glimpse, you know, maybe why you love Mary Kay, all right? But I also want to personalize that with just sincere compliments. And of course, I do not want them to feel pressure. I don't want them to feel obligated in any way. Okay? But I want you to know that if she says no, it's okay. Nothing's changed. A no means nothing has changed. Everything's going to continue to move forward, status quo. But just imagine if she says yes. Sure, I'll listen. I got nothing to lose. Because I am so blessed that someone shared this opportunity with me 23 years ago. Okay? So I want you to have a smile on your face. And I want you to have enthusiasm in your voice. Because you're going somewhere. And you're going to give her the opportunity to go up that career path with you. Okay? So the dialogue to schedule the interview. It's on my website. Okay? But it's very important that you practice it because this is what's going to help you build your team. And you know, you can't do this business by yourself. Okay? If you really want to get to the level that you deserve to get and you deserve to be paid what you're worth, then you need to be able to share the opportunity. You at least need to share this invitation. This is an invitation. And at the level that you're at right now, you are selling product, which we are so proud of you. I love sharing this product. I really do. I love it, love it, love it. You know, Mary Kay always said, nothing happens until somebody sells something. Okay, so that is number one. But just imagine if she has tried the product and loved it, and then she heard a little bit of information on how we make our money in Mary Kay. Okay? That is the invitation. Okay? So, now, even though you are brand new, you can move into a leadership position. You know, you give yourself a raise. Nobody's going to say, okay, girlfriend, you're ready now. It's time for you to move up. No one's going to say that to you. Because you have to make that decision to move up. You have to make the decision, you know what? I want more, need more, and I'm willing to do the work. And if you're willing to do the work, to be out there changing the lives of other women, that's all going to come back to you tenfold. It truly is. So, this is the interview. I'm going to say, hey, Susie, this is Lisa, Mary Kay Beauty Consultant. I am so excited. You know, I'm moving up into a leadership position in Mary Kay. And as a matter of fact, did you know that Mary Kay was named as one of the top 10 companies for women to work for? Harvard Business School has even taught our marketing plan. You know, many consultants have earned full-time income in part-time hours. Mary Kay also has a program to win cars, trips, and many other benefits. But I'm especially excited that I am a talent scout in our area. And you know, I'm selecting consultants, and I have been asked to look for someone. Now, this is going to be something that you really admire about her. Why are you asking her? Well, you know what? I have been selected to look for women who really take a very personal interest in their appearance. I've been asked to search for women who has a desire to succeed. You know, I have been asked to find women who are friendly. And you know, Susie, I immediately thought of you. Tell me, is there any reason why we couldn't get together? Just so that I or my director could share some information with you. You know, Susie, I understand that this may be something you have never, ever thought of in your wildest dreams, because I know I hadn't, but I am so thankful that I listened. Which would be better for you, the beginning of the week or the end? Now, please realize, Susie, that this does not obligate you or the company in any way. All right? That is the conversation. We share with her things that we have found in Mary Kay. Okay? We gave her some statistics about Mary Kay. We told her why we feel as though we would love to share this with her. What is it about her that attracted us and thought, oh my goodness, this woman would be great. Okay? All right. Now you're going to get objections. All right. So I just know that, and you might not even know what to say when you get the objection. It is so okay. I simply say to that, you know what? You're probably right. But why don't you just listen? You have nothing to lose. And just for listening, just as a thank you, and just for taking your time out of your busy schedule, I'm going to offer you. Now, you can say a lip gloss. You can say an eyeshadow. Maybe something that came off the pink sale. Something that's been discontinued. Okay? You can tell her. She can receive $10 in free product. All right? But the object is just to get the appointment. Okay? We will overcome all of those objections that she has when we're sharing the marketing plan with her. Okay? All right? So that is the dialogue to schedule your interview. And I really want you to look at that on my website, and I want you to practice that, because there are thousands and thousands of women that are walking around, would love to be able to be an entrepreneur, would love to be able to find a place where they have that flexibility, but yet can still make an executive income, okay? And a place where they're in charge of their income and not someone else. You know, I love the fact that I want to be able to share with them, you know, how we make our money. How we make our money, because I find that that's usually what most people are interested in. But I can tell you, when I signed up 23 years ago, it wasn't because of the money. I had a good job. I made good money. I was an accountant. I felt like if somebody said to me, do you see yourself 5 years from now still doing what you're doing today? I would have said, absolutely. But there was a woman at my church. And she came and I'd never tried Mary Kay before. And she asked me if I would have a facial. I'd love to get your opinion of the Mary Kay skincare. And I said, Terry, I really can't see myself using Mary Kay products because I use Clinique. And I feel like I'm almost afraid to put anything else that's different on my skin because it's working so well for me. I'm really happy with that. And she said, well, you know, I'm in a contest with my director. Which all of you are in a contest with your director. And that contest is for you to do your perfect start and your power start. Your perfect start is to book 8 appointments and hold 5 in 2 weeks. Consolidating these appointments, not making that you have to be out of your house 5 times in a 2-week period, but consolidating hostesses and putting them in one venue is working smart, not hard. That's a contest. 15 faces in 2 weeks. And all you want to do is bar her face. Okay? Love to see how Mary Kay compares to what you're currently using. We're not telling her she has to buy anything. We're not telling her that, you know, she's going to be pressured or she's going to have a good time. It's a pampering session. I love to use that word, pampering. Okay, so when I sat down and had a facial, I was not expecting to like it. I really thought that this was going to be a waste of my time and her time. But it was not. It so was not. And then everything that she did with me 23 years ago is the same way it's done today. Isn't that funny? It's never changed. So she met me at church. She facialed me to build that relationship. I got to know her a little bit better. She told me she'd love to offer me some free product. And by doing that, I could have a party and share that appointment with a couple of my family, friends, and neighbors. And so I did. And back in 1991, my sales from my Mary Kay party that my consultant came and did, she had a great time, we all had a great time, and the sales were $600. She made half that. That was a lot of money. That's a lot of money today. That was a lot of money back then. And then she put me in a hostess contest. She hadn't shared the opportunity with me yet. She layered me. She layered me on watching her do that Mary Kay party. And then she said I was part of a hostess contest where the number one hostess in that month was going to receive a brush set. And she called me and said, Lisa, you won the brush set. And could I bring it over? And I said, absolutely, absolutely. So she said, while I'm delivering the brush set, I have a couple of things that I'd love to be able to sit down and talk to you about. could we have about 10 or 15 minutes that I could share some information with you? And I said, sure. I didn't even know what the information was. And she sat down and shared, and I signed right on the spot. I signed right on the spot. Okay? So, ladies, and listen to me when I tell you, this woman who I'm talking about is now in my unit. And here she is, a woman that has been in Mary Kay for a very long time. She just services her customers. And that's all she does. She doesn't really do parties or anything like that. But just imagine the commission check that she gets every month. Every month for 23 years. Based upon what I purchase from the company to service my 300 customers. Okay? She gets that commission check every single month. Every single month. Just because she opened her mouth and shared this opportunity with me. Okay? You never know what somebody's going to do with this opportunity. It is an opportunity for women to just go and run with. And the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. So I always tell everybody, you know, here she is, a woman who's been in Mary Kay for a very long time. In addition to receiving the 50% that she receives on selling to her customers, she also gets a commission check from the company, and I don't even know how much it is because it doesn't come off of anything I do. We all get that 50% commission. The only difference is that when you build your team by introducing that dialogue, you will have women that'll say, sure, I'll listen. And I say to them, you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. So why do women come into Mary Kay? Well, some people come in because they want to make extra money. Okay? And so I'm going to tell her that, you know, whether you signed up an hour ago or you've been in Mary Kay for 50 years, we all get that 50% discount. We purchase our products directly from the company for $1 and we sell them to our customers for $2. Okay? I want women to know that this is a way that they can go out and they can make money. This week is your time to extend that invitation to everyone you want to work with. And that could be your girlfriend. That could be your mother. That could be one of your customers. That could be somebody that you haven't talked to for a long time. But you know her qualities. She is a woman of integrity. She is a woman that loves to take care of herself. She's a woman that wants more, needs more, and is willing to do the work. Women that step out on faith and not in fear. Those are the types of women that I look for. Those are, because everywhere I go, ladies, I'm looking for my next director. I'm looking for that sharp woman. I'm looking for that woman that intimidates me. If she intimidates me, I need to talk to her. Because if anybody's going to intimidate me, that means I'm living in fear and not in faith. And I don't ever, ever want to feel that way, because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And He doesn't want us to walk around fearful. He wants us to be faithful. Faithful. So if we are making a woman feel special by encouraging her and building her up and inspiring her on the inside and making her beautiful on the outside, don't you think that's pleasing to God? So it is. It's what we're called to do. It's what we're called to do. Okay? So I love the fact that you will find women, when you are creating that dialogue, they want to join your team. They want to be a part of something that they can really be able to build on their own and become an entrepreneur. But you know what, friends? It's not all about the money. You know, I know there's people that start their Mary Kay business because of the money, but definitely it is so much more. You know, it's a great opportunity for women to be able to have flexibility, but for women to have girlfriends for life. You know, my girlfriends are in Mary Kay. That's where they are. These are the women that I want to do life with. And I am so blessed beyond belief to be in a place, to be in a position, to have a platform that I can encourage other women to be a part of that, to have that camaraderie and that esprit de corps. We truly do have that, okay? You will find your best girlfriends in this business, and you know what? I don't feel as though I work at all. I really don't. I'm so passionate about what it is that I do, I don't feel as though that I work at all. So when I'm doing an interview with someone, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like two girlfriends just hanging out and talking. That's all it is. Just talking about what it is that I do, because the personal growth that you get from this business, you know, God didn't have time to make a nobody. He made a somebody. And I believe that each and every one of you has such amazing God-given talents. Just waiting to be brought to life. Just waiting. There's like a giant inside of you that's just needing to come out. And yet you quite don't know how to do that. Well, I really believe that this business helps us do that. Okay? All right? So we teach you where your customers come from. We teach you where they come from. And that's the booking conversation, okay? Because you'll have even people that'll say to you, well, you know what? That sounds great, Lauren, but you know, I don't know anybody. How am I gonna do this business? I don't know anybody. You're gonna hear things like that. And I want you to listen to those prior recordings so that you know how you can go about overcoming some of those objections, okay? I really do want you to hear about that. And I really believe that this opportunity is going to be your stepping stone of just an additional income. Because ladies, you are going to receive, so you know, the career path. You have one beauty consultant on your team. That means you're a senior consultant. Now, having one person on your team, that enables you to receive a 4% commission. That 4% commission is paid directly from Mary Kay, payable to you, okay? It comes in the form of a check every month. Now, as you start to increase the amount of women that you have on your team, well, then your commission will start to grow. So we have two people on your team. You're still a senior consultant. Now these are active team members. That means they have to place at least a $225 wholesale order, $450 retail order. They have to place that order to be considered active. Okay? They have to place that order in order for you to be considered a senior consultant. So the first person, she places maybe a $600. She places maybe a $1,200, a $2,400, a $3,000, a $36. She wants to be a star consultant. Okay, so we have team member number two. She places a $225 order. She's active. We have team member number three. She places maybe a $1,200 order. See, that means then your production starts to grow. And as your production starts to grow, the company is going to provide you with that 4% commission. But now you have team member number four, and she comes in with a $600, and the company is automatically now going to give you a $50 team building bonus for each person that you have, starting with the fourth team member, and so on. Number five, number six, number seven, number eight. Okay, you'll get a $50 team building bonus when they come in as a qualified team member. A qualified team member is a team member that places a $600 order in the month that she signed her agreement or the following month. That means she's qualified. Okay, that's where she gets her Color 101 for free. That's where she gets her microdermabrasion and her firming eye cream for free and a roll-up bag. All right, but once you get to five, everything prior to five, one through four, you get that 4% commission. and that's fine. But once you go to 5, that commission is going to triple. So why wouldn't you want to get paid 3 times the amount of commission versus just 4%? You can get a 13% commission check with 5 women, 13% just doing the same work. And all you're doing, like Ivy did. Ivy did, Lisa, I have a lady. I have a lady, I have a lady, I have a lady. Lisa, can you do? And she lived in the Bronx. I couldn't go meet this lady for coffee. So the more times that Ivy heard me share this opportunity, then she now knows how to do it herself. My job is to duplicate myself so that you can be free to go out there and do it yourself. So that you can be free to go out and change the lives of women everywhere you go. You know, Mary Kay always said, you cannot lead where you have not been. So ladies, you just have to go out and just do it. Just do it. There's not, even if it doesn't look fancy or good, it's okay. It is so okay. You will get better with practice. And that's exactly what Ivy did. Ivy got better with practice. She heard me over and over and over again. And then she said, you know what? I can do this. And I heard her do it. And she did such a great job. And now she's got a unit of like 55 women. 55 women in her unit. So I just want you to know that this is a business of the heart. Work your business from your heart, not from your head. Your head will mess you up, but your heart will never lie. It truly won't. This is a passion of mine. My passion is most importantly wanting to see you get what you want out of your Mary Kay business. So when you say to your director, this is what I want, then you want to be willing to do what needs to be done to get what you want. Okay? You just have to be willing to do it. And it's not hard. This is not a hard business. It really isn't. Women make it hard, but it's not hard. It really isn't. It is all about building relationships with women. You know, Mary Kay always said, pretend every woman has a sign around her neck that says, make me feel special. Make me feel important. If that's what I'm doing and that's where my heart is, and I don't make this about me, but I make it all about you, then I'm pleasing to God. And to me, I cannot and will not put a price tag on that. Can't do it. Just can't do it. Because I know what this business does for women. I know what it does to their heart. I know what it does to building their self-esteem, to build their confidence, for them to become an entrepreneur. And I hear the stories where, you know, she was in a job where she was making minimum wage, and now she's driving a pink Cadillac. You know, this is where she was. But my goodness, work this business when you can, so that your business will work for you when you can't. And I love that. I love that freedom and that flexibility. So it's not all about the money. It really isn't. I love the fact that we can do such outreach with this business, you know, because that joy comes from helping other women enrich their lives. Imagine doing a party for a purpose. A party for a purpose. You know, this is the month of Thanksgiving. What can you do to help somebody? To help somebody and raise money for their organization. Mary Kay is a great way to be able to do that, to be able to outreach and feel good. We have a business that makes women feel good. This is a feel good product. It smells good. It feels good. You know, I can't live without it. And imagine, just an idea, if you put a little go bag together full of the lip glosses and put the samples on the outside, how many of those lip glosses could you sell? Okay? Because women will see something like that and they'll be like, oh, I'd love a sample of it. And there you have the lip glosses, right? And these are just small purchases that people can afford to buy. Well, I want you to know that this is recorded and I want you to really study this training. Most importantly, what I wanted to get across to you was that invitation. So today is what? Today's Monday. So I want you to have 3 people for your director to interview by Friday. Okay? So you're going to practice the invitation and you're going to find 3 people by Friday. If you have 3 people by Friday for your director to interview, then I will be having a gift for you. Okay? So I want you to text me and, you know, or Facebook message me or email me, whatever you want to do. But I also, on my Mary Kay website, on my UnitNet website, there's a place on there. It's called Pink a Post. And it's at the very end. You just click it on. And I want you to be crowing about everything that's happening in your Mary Kay business. Okay? I want to hear what you have going on. That is exciting. I want to hear how you're feeling about your training, how you're feeling about what you're learning. But most importantly, I want you to take what you learn and you're putting it into action. So tonight we learned all about the recruiting interview. We're going to practice that. We're going to make those words our own. And now we're going to go out and we're going to share it. But if you just take this information and say, oh, yeah, that was good. Good, good, good. Yeah, learned a lot. Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. If that's it, and then you don't do anything with it, then none of it means anything. Your challenge is I need 3 people. 3 people, whether they're in your customer base, whether that's somebody you work with, somebody you go to church with, a girlfriend, a family member, 3 people. Because the more you hear about this opportunity, the better you're going to become. And you will be a sales director. You will be driving that free car because you know in sharing the opportunity is how you want a free car in Mary Kay. Okay? That it can't be done any other way. It can't be done. It can't be done by yourself. It has to be where you're sharing this opportunity with other women. So on one side of the coin, we're making that 50% of everything we sell. And on the other side of the coin, we're sharing the opportunity with everyone we meet. Okay? And I just really want you to practice that script. On my website, and I'm looking right now, there's also under Training Center, you can page down and it's scripts and dialogues. Well, ladies, everything you could ever imagine on any situation, you know, to book, to warm chatter, to inviting the guest to the meeting, for just booking the interview, everything is right there. Even a scenario of that you warm chattered someone yesterday while you were doing your Christmas shopping, and today you would call her and say, see, I love that. That if that is all you learn how to do, by conversation, communication, you've got it. You've got it, girlfriend. You have got it. Because you're never wondering, oh gosh, what do I say now? Because you're learning. You're learning exactly what to say. And that's where you need to take the initiative to open that website and look at all those scenarios. Look at different things that you need to say according to different situations. Okay? So ladies, thank you so much for being on the call. I so appreciate each and every one of you. Go to the Pink a Post on my website. Let me know you were on the call and let me know how you're engaged in your training. Your training means so much to me. Your success means so much to me. But in order to have it, you have to put it into action. Okay, so what are we going to put into action this week? Well, we know we at least need 3 interviews. Ladies, you call me, stay connected to me. Anything that I can help you with, I'm here to do that. Okay, so you all have a blessed evening and a blessed week. And I will look forward to talking to you all real soon. Love you guys. Good night.